Four lives were lost in a flash here in the southern state when this SUV veered off about 5 feet and splitting in two after hitting a tree. Now, protective fence kept dozens of pieces of debris from flying onto Taylor Road, where Basquale Luongo has his home.
Got woken up by the must have hit the tree so hard at the point that the house shook. Woke us all up. We came outside and we found one kid, probably maybe around his early 20s, and he was just walking around disoriented. He must have been the only one that survived it.
That one survivor, possibly the driver, taken to Winthrop Hospital for treatment. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Malvern.